Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Welspun India Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nihal Mahesh Jham. Thank you, and over to you.
Yes, thank you so much. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, I would like to welcome you all to the Q4 FY 2023 and FY 2023 conference call of Welspun India. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa, Head Group Investor Relations. Thank you. Over to you, Salil.
Thanks, Nihal. Good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Welspun India Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q4 FY 2023 earnings call. Along with me today, we have Ms. Dipali Goenka, Managing Director and CEO, and I also have Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we filed with the exchanges today. It is also available on our website, welspunindia.com. During the discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. Please do take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in our presentation. As usual, we'll start the forum with opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered post the earnings call, please feel free to get in touch with me. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Ms. Dipali Goenka, Managing Director and CEO. Over to you.
Thank you, Salil. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for the quarter four FY 2023 analyst call. I would like to share some perspectives on the operating highlights of our performance during the quarter under review, after which Sanjay would share some highlights from our financial metrics. We are starting to see some green shoots of increased order inflows from big box retailers as they're able to destock their high inventory levels of last year. On the back of the same, on quarter-on-quarter basis, revenues jumped up by 15% to reach 2,195 crores for quarter four. Our domestic consumer business continued on its growth trajectory, clocking 31% growth year-on-year for FY 2023, with a revenue of 550 crores and 9% growth in quarter four year-on-year. Welspun brand has grown 33% year-on-year in FY 2023 and continued to be the most widely distributed home textile brand in the country, with presence in 500+ towns and 11,170+ outlets, up by 4,500 in FY 2023 and +570 added in quarter four, a reach not hitherto achieved by any home textile player in India. Domestic consumer business share in the overall revenue of the company has more than doubled from 3.7% in FY 2021 to 7.7% in FY 2023. To strengthen our leadership position, we continually been investing in domestic business, and our marketing spend has been 8% during FY 2023. Despite the continuing investment, the business has reached a break-even EBITDA in the current year. Operating cash flows from the domestic business has also improved due to efficient use of capital employed, as we have been continually bringing down our net working capital. Major reasons, apart from a break-even EBITDA, has been reductions in inventory holdings from 123 days in FY 2019 to 65 days in FY 2023, and debtors from 108 days in FY 2019 to 56 days in FY 2023. Welspun brand was chosen to be among top 50 brands of Asia in the prestigious Brands of Asia Award 2022-23. Welspun is the only brand from the textile industry to feature among this year's winners. To realize our vision of Har Dil Se Har Ghar Tak Welspun, we have been investing in brands globally, and we have witnessed tremendous growth there through both owned and licensed brands portfolio. Our global branded business includes Martha Stewart, Scott Living in U.S., as well as Christie in U.K. They have grown by 50% during quarter four year-on-year and cumulatively grown 10% in FY23. Our domestic brands have grown 22% and licensed brands Scott Living and Martha Stewart continue to grow at 65% in FY23. This is definitely a positive uptick in contrast to the overall market scenario. The share of overall brand has also increased to 1,584 crores, 22% of our overall revenues in 23, up from 16% year-on-year. Economic conditions for the first half to 2023 look similar to the conditions that prevailed in quarter four 2022 in US, with consumer sentiments remaining low due to high inflation. In the last 1 year, consumers' wallet share shifted towards more necessary items, and hence, retailers had landed up with high inventory levels of home textile products, which were at relatively higher price point due to higher input cost of raw materials like cotton and historically high ocean freights. We are now starting to see a gradual decline in retailers' inventory levels. Major retailers, however, are providing conservative guidance in the face of inflation worries and macroeconomic uncertainty for 2023. After touching a double-digit EBITDA last quarter, we're delighted to share that the company has achieved highest EBITDA in last six quarters, clocking 14.6% in quarter four, up 30% year-on-year and 40% quarter-on-quarter. Out of four C's, cotton, coal, container, and finally the customer, which impacted our margin in the previous quarters, cotton and container have corrected starting last quarter onwards, while coal prices continue to remain at elevated level, as is the case with the energy basket. With the inventory at retailers' level starting to come at a normalized level, with revised prices at consumer level, we expect to see an uptick in consumer demand for home textile, though due to current downward economic situation, it might be a gradual increase and take a couple of quarters to revive back to normal levels. As we might say, cautiously optimistic. Emerging businesses. Our emerging businesses, domestic consumer business brands, advanced textile and flooring businesses grew 24% in quarter four year-on-year and 12% during FY23. Its share to our overall revenues has been steadily going up over last few years and is currently at 34% in FY23 as compared to 26% in FY22. The advanced textiles business witnessed a robust 26% growth year-on-year in quarter four FY23 and overall 43% in FY23, fueled by increased capacity of spunlace in Telangana, commissioned in March last year. Following normalization of ocean freights, customer supplies in UK and EU has regained momentum. We have secured a large quarterly business from an EU customer who is a market leader in femcare and wipes in the country. Further strong order book from key existing customers in wet wipes would drive the revenue in ensuing quarters. In domestic market as well, we have penetrated aggressively, resulting in domestic revenue growth of 48% year-on-year FY23. Flooring clocked a revenue of 208 crores in quarter four, grew 24% quarter-on-quarter and 10% year-on-year. Big tickets buyers of USA and UK are bringing back the business despite the slowdown still continuing in both the geographies. Institutional commercial segment has also shown phenomenal growth both in the US and UK. Middle East is continuing to strengthen and have been able to make inroads in Australia market. Our domestic market front in flooring, we are continuing to see substantial growth and good demand built up in commercial and institutional segments. Residential segment has also started picking up. Domestic flooring hits its highest quarterly revenue, crossing the 100 crore mark during this year, with 43% growth in quarter four year-on-year and overall 81% growth in FY23. ESG. Our ESG practices not only make us responsible corporate citizens, but also makes the business sustainable. Our investment in STT plant has clearly helped us in lowering water costs substantially. Further, usage and investment in green energy would bring down power costs substantially at the same time reducing dependence on the coal and its price variability. Welspun's adoption of ESG practices is world-leading, and we are by far the best in the industry. It was corroborated convincingly through our latest Dow Jones Sustainability Index of 59, which puts us in top 5 percentile score among the companies assessed. The average industry score was 21, which reconfirms that Welspun is the beacon when it comes to doing business responsibly and socially. The latest one is 23% better than a last score of 48. We are also glad to inform that Welspun achieved Apex India Green Leaf Award 2022 in Platinum category for its sustainability performance at Anjar facility. With this, I would like to hand over to Sanjay, who will take you through the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thank you, Dipali, and greetings, everyone. I'll give you a brief overview of the financial numbers for the quarter four and financial year 23 before we open for question and answer. During quarter four financial year 23, we reported revenues of 2,195 crore, up 15.2% quarter on quarter and down 2.4% year on year. Financial year 23 revenues was at 8,215 crore, down 11.4% on a like-to-like basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 320 crore, that is 14.6%, which is up by 361 basis points year on year and by 257 basis points quarter on quarter. For financial year 23, we reported EBITDA of 874 crore, that is 10.6%, with a contraction of 359 basis points year on year on a like-to-like basis. Cotton prices and freight cost continued to correct downwards during quarter four financial year 23, and impact of the same can be seen in our margins in quarter four. The average cotton cost during quarter four was 65,000 rupees per candy, as compared to 69,000 per candy in quarter three of financial year 23. Profit after tax, after minority interest for the quarter is at 129 crore, vis-a-vis 44 crore last quarter and 51 crore year on year. And financial year 23 PAT is 203 crore, vis-a-vis 528 crore year on year on a like-to-like basis. Our consolidated EPS for quarter four is at 1.28 rupee per share, as compared to 53 paisa per share year on year. Financial year 23 EPS stood at 2.02 rupees per share, vis-a-vis 5.29 rupees per share on like-to-like basis. On the forex front, our average exchange realization for the US dollar during quarter four was 80.48. compared to 77.43 in the corresponding quarter last year. We continue to use free cash flow to reduce our debt, which is steadily taking us towards making our core business long-term debt-free in a couple of quarters. At the end of financial year 23, net debt stood at 1,534 crore. This is 375 crore lower than 1,909 crore a quarter ago and 695 crore lower than 2,229 crore a year ago. Over the last 4 years, our net debt to equity has come down to 0.38x as on 31st March 23 versus 1.09x as on 31st March 2019. In financial year 23, we spent 275 crore towards the balance capex for expansion projects of flooring, advanced textiles and home textile businesses and other maintenance capex. The board of directors have in its meeting held today approved buyback of equity shares of the company for an amount of up to 195 crore rupees at a price of 120 rupees per share. The promoters will be tendering 100% of their eligibility under the buyback. Apart from this, the board has also approved dividend of 10 paisa per share. The company's outflow for the buyback and dividend would be 250 crores, which includes the tax outflow. Over the last 4 years, hence we have distributed 32% of our free cash flow on an average to the shareholders, with cumulative 648 crore distribution out of free cash flow generation of 2002 crores during the same period. Financial year 23 total distribution also works out to 32% of our free cash flow. During this same period, however, we continued reduction in net debt from 2,962 crores in financial year 20 to rupees 1,534 crores by end of financial year 23. Quarter 4 financial year 23 core business home textile revenue stood at 2017 crore versus 1758 crore in quarter 3, up by 15% quarter on quarter and almost at the same level year on year, which was 2073 crore during the same period last year. In financial year 23, core business revenues totaled to 7638 crore as compared to 8686 crore on a like to like basis, which is down by about 12%. Quarter 4 EBITDA for home textiles stood at 293 crore at 14.5% as compared to 11.6% quarter on quarter and 11.7% year on year. Financial year 23 EBITDA of home textile is 798 crore at 10.5% compared to 15% year on year on a like to like basis. During the quarter, revenue from flooring business was 208 crore, up by 24% quarter on quarter and 10% year on year. EBITDA was 9 crore as compared to 3 crore quarter on quarter. Financial year 23 flooring business recorded revenue of 706 crore as compared to 661 crore year on year, growing by 7%. And EBITDA of flooring business for financial year 23 was 18 crore compared to a loss of 14 crore in the previous year. On the back of expected increased capacity utilization and increased customer demand, the companies are well set to achieve a top-line growth of 10 to 12% in financial year 24. Over the last few months, input costs have corrected downwards meaningfully. This, coupled with our drive towards cost optimization and improved efficiency, aided further by relatively better business prospects and outlook, we believe we should be able to achieve annual EBITDA margin of 15% in financial year 24. Building on our vision of Har Ghar Se Har Dil Tak Welspun and our leadership in home solution space in India, domestic consumer business is expected to grow in excess of 25% in financial year 24 with a positive EBITDA. With all expansions being over, there will be no new capex except for investing in renewable energy initiatives, where also we would be exercising judicious capital allocation through getting into JVs where possible. In financial year 24, therefore, projected capex will be approximately 300 crore. Out of this, 200 crore will be mainly towards investing in renewable energy power plants at Anjar and balance for maintenance capex. To maximizing operating cash flows and prudential capital allocation policy, we will continue to bring down our net debt position and we are striving towards achieving a net debt below 1,000 crore by financial year 24 end. We continue to remain focused on our strategic priorities and growth pillars. We continue to lay emphasis on our long-term goal of sustainable growth and profitability and deleveraging our balance sheet. With this, I'll now leave the floor open for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Omkar Shintwe from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations on a good set of number. I just wanted to ask that our gross margins has dropped by around 3% sequentially, while the EBITDA margins have risen on back of muted other expenses. So can you just give an sight on what has happened over here?
Margins have been up. There have been some adjustments of inventory in this quarter, due to which there has been a slight increase in the cost of goods sold. However, there is no cause of worry from any other direction.
Okay. And also our tax rate has been lower as compared to previous 3-4 quarters due to the deferred tax adjustments. So can you just brief about that? That what can you expect going forward?
Yeah, you touched it up rightly. So there were some deferred tax adjustments which were happening in the first 3 quarters, which is now completed. And from going forward now, the tax rate would be 25.17% for us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Prathamesh Sawant from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, one question. Can you just throw some light on how are you planning, how have you done the inventory reduction, and will this be a case going forward as overall the inventory cycles have been turning down in the entire industry? So just can you throw some light on the inventory cycle?
Yes. So overall inventory, operating inventory, we have brought down, though if you see our total inventory is remaining more or less the same because we have built up the cotton inventory in the March end for the season. However, our operating inventory is down by about 20% overall. This has been through, concerted effort at our factories and at our sales locations to reduce our holding levels and also reduce the aging inventory in the system. And this will continue, so we would not let the inventory to increase and not let the inventory to go to aging.
But sir, won't that be a problem because largely since earlier the issues were that timing had to be matched, that's why we used to maintain high inventory levels. So won't those issues concern us going forward?
So I will just step in here. I just wanted to say that for us, I think to hold on the cotton inventory is something that is very, very important. The rest will be managed by complete, kind of analytics and the turnaround times, which we are, working on in efficiency. And you already know that we have our ancillary parks, which are absolutely close to our factories. So our packaging also comes just in time. So for us, I think it will be very, very, we are going to very really follow a prudent inventory management system. And as I spoke earlier about a retail inventory as well. So we are definitely going to be focusing on actually reducing our working capital exposure as well.
Okay, fair enough. And secondly, ma'am, you won't be concentrating the cotton inventory like earlier. Will that be the thing?
Beg your pardon? Your question, please, again, if you can repeat.
You won't be holding on to the cotton inventory. One of your competitor intent was in holding on to cotton inventory, but do you, basically my question is to understand what is your take on the cotton prices going ahead. Do you see this staying at 63,000 levels, or because there was some news of Cotton Association stating that cotton prices may rise to 70,000 because cotton farmers are holding on to cotton. So just your view on the cotton
space. So I'll just give you a perspective. So hence, I mean, as Sanjay pointed out, we are holding cotton for the next 6 months right now. And our prices, average price would be between 60,000 to 65,000 per candy. That is where we are looking at average, and that's where we are looking at a business plan as well.
Okay. And just some highlight on what are the cotton yarn spreads right now that you are witnessing?
The cotton yarn spread has not changed, so it has remained the same more or less. So there have been a 3 to 4% increase in the last 2 months, but it has now remained flat.
So I just also wanted to tell everybody here that I know there has been an aberration in our cotton planning last year, and there has been a lot of diligence in the way we are going to be looking at our cotton planning. So a lot of focus on how are we going to look at our prices even in the cotton. So hence we have taken on, and built in 6 months of cotton capped our numbers from 60 to 65,000. And everywhere there's been a lot of prudence looking at our prices in the terms of cotton.
Okay. And just ma'am, one last question from my side is that I've seen your marketing spend has been increasing, and that has also been resulting into a higher share from the higher growth in the branded business. So just wanted to understand your focus on the branded business, and just can you throw some light on whether it would be more focused on the domestic part or on the export trade?
So let me just tell you one thing. As we've seen the global dynamics and looking at India becoming the fifth largest economy, the markets in India are relatively growing. So while our focus on the global markets will still continue, but our growing and investing in our own brands here, which are Spaces and Welspun, will continue to grow. And you already have seen that our growth has been, we already have around 11,170 stores this year. And the same store rate growth rate will be continuing to be every year. So next year we're targeting around reaching around 25,000 MBOs. So that is something that we will be in the quest of. So in principle, in short, India is going to be a very key focus for our growth for our domestic brands, because this is going to be a very, India is a great story and a great opportunity hence. Focus on our global markets will continue. As we spoke about Martha Stewart and Scott Living, that definitely is a licensed brand focus. Second, Christie, which has our own brand in UK, has again another growth strategy. And we've already signed off a licensed brand in UK and Europe as well, Disney, which will again have its own growth plan as well.
Okay, thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So my first question is, Deepalian mentioned that in a couple of quarters, we'd return to the normal level. So just trying to understand what are the parameters or what numbers would suggest that we are back at the normal level. That's my first question.
Your definition of normal levels, if you can define, is terms of cotton in the terms of growth, if I just want to know. But however, I'll take this question and give you a perspective about the core business growth and overarching business, right? So I just wanted to tell you that, these last couple of quarters, we got hit by the four C's, cotton, coal, container, and customer. Destocking has happened in the global markets. And I'm talking about United States of America. While people have been talking about recession, but the retail numbers actually grew by 2.9% in USA. So we definitely see that destocking is done, the commodities are down, the freight costs are down, and the retailers who were holding higher cost inventories, they're also coming down, and hence there is an opportunity for the growth there. So that's where we are seeing. However, when I talk about UK and Europe, I still will be a little bit conservative in the approach. So USA definitely will be cautiously optimistic. UK, Europe, a little slow. However, GCC markets, Australian markets, we definitely will see some growth there. And India will be a market where we definitely are focusing on. And when we talked about commodities like cotton, we already are de-risking ourselves. And the other and freight factors are also behind us. We already know that the freight cost is at $2,000 today.
Okay. My second question is, hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And my second question is on the, in terms of numbers, in FY24, in the export market, would you be going back to FY22 kind of level numbers in terms of sales, would that be considered as normal? I'm talking about export only. FY22 numbers in FY22.
I will just put in a few things here in perspective. And when you're talking about exports, I'm going to put in a kind of a rider here, and it is being cautiously optimistic. So while a destocking is happening, we are looking at a growth of around 10 to 12% in entirety at WIL. And that is where we are looking at the trend to be. So while the core business will also grow, we are also looking at emerging businesses also continuing to grow. So definitely flooring, advanced textiles, and our retail and brands, which actually have contributed 36% to our top line this year as well. So yes, I will just say the rider is cautiously optimistic, growth of around 10%-12% this year.
Overall growth of 10%-12%. That's what.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And
Thank you.
Ma'am, one final question. So, you mentioned debt target debt being zero in the next few quarters. And just trying to understand by FY 2025-2026, by when we expect the net debt to be zero?
So we are guiding towards less than 1,000 crore net debt by financial year 2024 end. And by financial year 2025, we should be getting closer to net debt zero.
By FY 2025?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. One final question is, sir, just on the flooring business, in this financial year, did you break even in this financial year, in flooring business?
Yes. Flooring business EBITDA was 18 crore this year, which was about 3% EBITDA.
Okay.
And it has remained positive EBITDA for all the quarters this year.
Okay. I'll come back in the future. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhavin Chheda from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations to the team for excellent performance across all businesses. Just a few questions. First one on the flooring. If I see the quarter-on-quarter utilization levels, it has gone up, but from 30%-34%, +10%. But the value sales have gone up by 24%. So, what's the mismatch there?
So actually, here, I'll just add on. I'll give you a perspective here. So, while you see that, I must tell you, we also have another business of bath rugs, which is, again, a part of the core business. And, so that's where you can see the yarn, the whole, everything coming together in the terms of the numbers. So our demand on rugs has also increased. So it is complementing both our core business of bath rugs as well as our flooring business together.
Sure. And, I think even the margins for the quarter has improved substantially. I think for the flooring, for the first time, you're crossing 4% EBITDA margin. So any margin outlook for flooring business since now it's close to achieving a critical size of 200 crore quarterly run rate? This would improve further going into 2024 and also on the top line run rate if we are confident on improving the run rate further?
Definitely, Bhavin. So, we have been speaking earlier as well. So the margin in flooring business would continue to grow as we increase our capacity utilization and as our revenues grow. And we have a good growth target for this business as well, as Dipali mentioned. And so the EBITDA would definitely go up from this level as well. As to how much, we are not in a position to give you a number right now, but it will be higher than this year. Definitely.
Second question is on the buyback of 195 crore, which is announced at the it's a tender offer at 120 rupees a price. Company is already undergoing an ESOP-related buyback and completed, I think, close to 70 crore out of 150 crore. So can both these scheme go simultaneously, or ESOP buyback is largely over?
No. Both the schemes can go side by side. There is no embargo.
Okay. There is no embargo. So both can continue till the timeline and till the monetary limit of what we had already announced.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And Sanjay, I'm assuming your 1,000 crore net debt, below 1,000 crore in 2024 is.
No.
Also, assuming you completing 195 crore buyback and whatever ESOP related buyback, so I assume you have included all those numbers when projecting net debt, guiding
correct,
a net debt
sir.
Below 1,000 crores. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct, sir. You are correct.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sanjay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Abhishek Nigam from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So just three questions. One with respect to guidance. So I understand the 10 to 12% top line guidance, but margins, EBITDA margins, should we assume maybe slightly higher than what you had in the fourth quarter? Is that a fair assumption?
So we have given Abhishek guidance for about 15% EBITDA for the whole year.
Okay, so this is for FY24 full year. Okay,
yeah.
That helps. And the solar plant which starts, you know, in the second half of this year, how much annual savings can we expect in FY25? Because that is the first year of, you know, full year of operations.
So, Abhishek, solar plant, the per unit cost is actually much better than the coal plant, which is roughly about 50% cost. And the solar plant that we are putting up is will meet about 20% of our energy requirement. So taking into account that 6% is our energy cost for the year, when it starts in half year time, it should save us about 20% of 6%, half of that, so about 0.5 to 0.6%.
Also, I must just add on here, it also gives us stability in our supply. I mean, we all know how the crude and the coal behaved. So definitely, this will give us a sustainable source of energy too.
Yes, sure, sure. So 0.5, 0.6% EBITDA margin and very stable supply. And last question, so what is exactly driving down the lower debtor days and, you know, lower working capital? And is this, you know, could we expect further correction or this is this kind of, you know, where things should be, I mean, given that it's already down quite a bit?
No, actually, we'll maintain this or try to do better. It is all by financial prudence, planning, everything. It is at all levels, actually. It is at our warehouses, whether in the United States of America or retail warehouses in India, to our planning teams, how are they working at the factory, and also the manufacturing teams working on the turnaround time to deliver faster. So that's where we are looking at, and as I said, that, you know, our ancillary vendors are just right across, so we also have just-in-time inventory there. So it is going to be the prudence we are going to definitely follow, and will maintain at the same level or maybe a little bit more better. The only inventory that we'll be carrying will be cotton, which is around 6 months.
And so turnaround time all across the system is being tightened, so We are questioning ourselves whether the timeline can be further reduced. So even in debtors' days, you know, turnaround time of all the documentation are being brought down to half and then to further below that. And hence, this will continue and we'll try to bring down our net working capital cycle further down from this level.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vikas Jain from Aquarius. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is with respect to or commentary with respect to the inventory that we talked about at the retailers level. So just few more comments from your side as to like how would you rate the inventory versus a normalized level right now, and is there some more pain left into the system where we are either or it will take some more time for a complete normalized ordering from the retailer side, or is it like the end demand is itself weak, that is why the retailers are like holding on with their order book or giving a normalized order? So what is exactly, it is the still the inventory levels are relatively higher, or it is the end consumer which is weak or which is driving a load orders from a normalized time?
No, there are two. I'll give you a perspective here. So to your point about the inventory, it's a combination. So destocking has already started. But we see that it might just be extended to the quarter one as well, to a little bit. Because you know, we all know that, you know, they might be holding on, you know, some stocks which could be of higher retail, you know, and that, and hence that is where it could be also impacting them. So it's a mix. So while the destocking has already started, we definitely will see it through the quarter one as well. I honestly feel one more thing on this, that the retail sales are owing to the sweet price point that the consumer looks at, and that's where you can definitely see the offtake on. And the commodity prices have played a great role in it, whether it's cotton or the freight. So quarter one would be where we'll be seeing a little bit better position also coming in.
Correct, correct. So, sir, so just to extend this question, so are you seeing, since the cotton and the freight prices have come down, so is it like the realization per piece that you used to do probably for last couple of quarters, is there a decline that we are seeing right now in the orders that we have received, the green shoots that we talked about?
No, so it's not so cut and dry. So what we are saying is that, you know, because the goods goes in a FOB now, 4 months back, a container of towel of $40,000 was going at $8,000, which was 20%. It is now going at $2,000, which is 5%. So the retailer is, of course, you know, saving that 15%, and hence that will result into a reduction in the consumer level prices. So that is what we are alluding to.
So, but there is no pressure that is being seen from the retailer side to drop or reduce our realization. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. So it is all relative. So as the cotton prices and freight prices are going down, they are reaping the benefit of that. Cotton prices have not come down to the extent that, you know, they can demand certain reductions from us. However, there are some markdown and some promotions that we continue giving to them, and hence that is continuing. But as such, there is no pressure.
Sure. Thank you. Second question, just wanted one clarification that you mentioned about the 15% EBITDA margin. That was for the home textile division, or you talked about at a company level? I'm so sorry, I missed that.
At the consolidated level.
At the consolidated level. Okay. So then, at a home textile segment, probably that number would translate into 18%-20% again, reaching the normalized levels?
About 17%-18%, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back to the queue for the questions.
Thank you, Vikas.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Umesh Matkar from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on a good set of results considering the tough economic environment. My first question is that, considering that the cotton prices have come off, are we competitively in better situation as compared to other neighboring countries?
Yeah. I think I'll just tell you, and I think last year we were at the receiving end. We were actually absolutely, you know, the highest in our prices in the terms of cotton compared to our neighboring countries. This year, in fact, India has been better off compared to the other countries as well. And I must also tell you that India has actually, which had lost its position to our neighboring countries, this quarter has actually taken on and gained that position, whether it is in towels from China and sheets from Pakistan, and it has come back to its original levels.
Okay, that is good to hear. My second question is, pardon me if I've repeated, I'm repeating it. Just like to know about the tie-up with the Disney that you have done last quarter. So what sort of arrangement we have done with them? And will it contribute significantly to the top line in 1 to 2 years? Also, I would like to add that we were expecting around 15,000 crore rupees of top line in FY 2026. So with this arrangement, can we expect even more revenue in FY 2026? Yeah. Thank you.
So actually, I will give you a perspective not only on Disney. I will give you a perspective on overarching our licensed brands, and I think that is very, very important. So licensed brands actually have given us the opportunity to get extra shelf space. So while you have private labels, you have that limiting space. With our licensed brands, whether it's United States of America, Europe, we get an additional shelf space. And hence, that's where the great opportunity is, and it also helps us to target a different profile of a consumer. So definitely, that's the great opportunity that we have. And when you talked about the 15,000 crore, we are absolutely focused on our top-line numbers, and we know that, you know, and as I earlier pointed out, that the emerging businesses are contributing around 36% of the top line. That we'll see continuing to grow, whether it's flooring, advanced textiles, retail, and the brands, and that will actually constitute, and we are absolutely geared up towards our numbers that we have committed. So retail definitely is going to grow, our emerging businesses definitely are going to grow, and licensed brands will continue to add on that extra shelf space that is needed.
Okay, great. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Abhishek Jain from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello.
Yeah, Abhishek, you have to be very loud.
Yeah, I'm audible. Okay. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, better.
Yes, sir. So just want to understand, on the Vaaman side, how the things are shaping up, and on the B2B side, how the things are picking up, and what is our current utilization, sir?
So I'll just tell you about Vaaman, and I'll give you advanced textile business. You know, we witnessed a growth of around 21%.
Yes, yes.
Year-on-year in quarter four, FY 2023.
Yes.
We feel that next year we are definitely going to, we are geared up to, you know, grow this and outreach this number. Today, our capacities would be at around, say, 50%-60%, which we'll continue to grow next year. And it will be owing to the freight costs, as we spoke about. The freight costs have come down, and EU markets and the, you know, the UK markets have opened up, and globally also the markets have opened up. And India market definitely is again a great opportunity for our wet wipes as well. So, that's where we'll see that, you know, we will definitely have an upside there, too.
Okay. And on the gross margin side, on the overall basis, do you see from, as you mentioned, there are some inventory adjustment was there in this in Q4. Do you see from this quarter onwards, there will be some pickup, and what is your outlook on the same now?
We definitely, I mean, we spoke about the numbers of quarter four, where the destocking has already happened by the customers, and it might still continue because some retailers might be having some high-price inventories till the quarter one. So I think, but it will take one more quarter for them to just destock in entirety. But however, that trend has already begun, because we also have seen that the freight costs have come down, the commodities have come down. So that has added on to you know them to revert back to the original retail prices.
Last question, ma'am, what will be our, because as we want to get into the more retail presence right now, so what will be our advertising and marketing costs for FY 2024?
So we have spoken about 8% of our, you know, revenue for retail. So retail today is at around 8%, and we are looking at growing that by 30%.
By FY 2025? 26, what is it?
No, same year, year-on-year I'm talking about, yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. And ma'am, what will be like FY 25, I see right now, ex exports or ex the traditional business, what will be the mix on the residual business, like the retail and the Vaaman side? Retail will be 45, 30%-40% on overall basis. I mean, what will be the our target in 3 years? How we see retail share on overall pie?
So retail currently is at about 7.7% of our total revenue.
Okay.
Which will grow up to about 11%-12% in by financial year 2026.
Okay.
Well, our overall emerging businesses, if we talk about, which includes retail, branded, advanced textile and flooring, which is currently at 36% share of the total revenue, will grow up to about 45% of our total revenue by financial
Thank you, sir. And what will be the CAPEX number, sir?
CAPEX for next year will be 300 crore. 200 will be for putting up the renewable energy plant and balance 100 for maintenance.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. And congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you. Appreciate.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Roshan from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So in standalone, so the standalone revenue seems to be flat, despite if you see the home textile revenue is up. So I mean, is there anything to read into this?
So on a quarter-to-quarter basis, we can't see and you know get any meaningful result out of it. But if you are asking, yes, so sales would have happened to US in the last quarter, and now this quarter US sales must have happened larger than the export from India. So that's why this difference you see in the standalone and the consolidated result. But on a year-to-year basis, it will look to be the same.
Okay. Can you just tell me what would be the impact from you know Bed Bath & Beyond to the top line approximately?
So Bed Bath & Beyond used to be a major customer for us, but we have now you know we have not taken that into account for our future.
In fact, for the past 2 to 3 years, we have been looking at and been very, very conservative on Bed Bath & Beyond. So we actually and I think I also will say that we will also not respond to this retailer in specific. But I will just say that, you know, we have adequately covered through a policy of credit insurance in advance. And that's where we are.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. That's all from
me. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Munish Godke from HDFC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. In flooring business, what would be the mix between export and domestic?
So I will actually here, I will just give you a perspective. Definitely, both the businesses are growing simultaneously for us. And this actually facility was actually put in as a green facility for the domestic business. And now we are seeing an opportunity in the domestic business and as well as in the exports. While it took a lot of time, couple of years for the Indian market to open up because of the COVID and the other, other issues. But now with the institutions, hospitality, they are really growing significantly. Whereas also our domestic business, in the terms of residential, is very, very, very high. I feel that, I will just give you that both are growing quite well. And our impetus will also be on the domestic business more than anything else. We achieved the highest ever number in the domestic flooring business this year, around 100 crores.
Okay. And in our investor presentation, this annual capacity of flooring, it shows operational is 18 and expected is 27. So is there any capital work in progress?
No. So just some balancing equipment should be required to, you know, start the additional capacity, which we are not doing till we reach the 18 capacity. Once we reach that capacity, we'll put those balancing equipments to make it to 27, which will not be much capital in this.
Okay. And so what is our strategy to reach full capacity in flooring? Like, is there any, like, what would be our focus area?
So our focus area will be, also the soft flooring here. And we want to grow the soft flooring, whether it's a wall-to-wall carpets, carpet tiles, and a bath rugs. And we are seeing a great potential there across the globe. And that will be in the segments of institutions, hospitality, retail, and residential.
Okay. And if I may ask, what are the key raw materials for the soft flooring business?
So it is basically microfiber, nylon. These are the two, two important materials that we need for the soft flooring.
It's available in India or imported?
So, the microfiber is available in India. Nylon is something that we import.
Okay, okay. And ma'am, this renewable capex which we are doing 200 crore, what kind of payback period and ROC we can expect?
Thank you. Yeah. So payback period is less than about 3 years for the same.
Okay. And then what kind of net savings we will have, annual savings, approximate number?
I had just given it out, so our total, this will meet our 20% of our energy bill. So this year we should save of about 0.5 to 0.6%.
Okay. So could you give me a number?
So 0.5 to 0.6 will come to about 40 crore. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Chinmay from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, hi Chinmay.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, if I just had a request, if you could repeat the guidance which you had given in terms of top line and EBITDA margins for FY24.
You want it to be repeated?
Yeah, if you could just repeat it, I had missed that.
Yeah, so we have given a guidance for about 10 to 12% growth over this year, financial year 24, in terms of revenues. And in terms of EBITDA, around 15% on a consolidated basis.
My next question is with respect to the cotton prices. So, although the cotton prices have fallen down from their highs, however, the Cotton Association of India has been stating that because of low output expected going ahead, there will still be volatility. So, how are we going to tackle that? Is it only with the basis of the six-month inventory that we have in terms of inventory management?
Yes. So, as per our cotton buying policy, so we buy our season cotton by March. And so we have bought the entire season cotton, which will see us through the season, which will end by September. And when the new season comes in, we'll start buying for the new, at the new season prices. So any intervening increase in prices is not expected to hit us if there is any.
If you could please just share the average cotton price per kilogram, or maybe cotton candy.
It's 60 to 65,000 per candy.
60 to 65,000. All right. And in terms of supply chain management, there has been recent study as well in terms of supply chain disruption. So, are there any other improvements or any other positions we have taken in order to improve the supply chain?
So supply chain, I must tell you that we are completely looking at the entire supply chain in the terms of our turnaround times, in terms of the complete, and also I must also give you a perspective, you know, the freight costs had gone up, and also we knew that there was an uncertainty when those products are going to reach the shores of, you know, the retailers or the countries. Now that has opened up. But for us at Wellspun, we are absolutely investing in technology. We are looking at actually how we are planning our cotton, as we've already spoken about, how are we planning our trims and packaging, and how are we actually effectively planning our turnaround times and reverting back to our customers. So from the point of sale to our manufacturing, there's a complete alignment in the terms of visibility as well and the speed to market. So there's a lot of work on that that's been done here.
Understood, ma'am. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you, everyone, for being here. So Wellspun has always led the industry in setting benchmark of performance as well as corporate governance. We are committed towards growing our domestic consumer business aggressively to improve our leadership here further. India is the shining star among all global economies, and this would be a priority area of growth so as to touch as many lives as possible and to realize our vision of Har Ghar Se Har Dil Tak Welspun. On the export front, while we are seeing a definite uptick in demand, we are cautiously optimistic given the slowdown worries still persisting for the near term. We are, however, committed towards the guidance we have provided for FY24 and our long-term objectives of profitable growth through continued investments in brand and innovation. At the same time, it is in our DNA to do business socially and responsibly, and in this direction, our work towards achieving our ESG goals would continue unabated, be it in energy, water, carbon footprint, diversity, or governance fronts. Our recent industry-leading score of 59 by DJSI reaffirms our leadership on ESG front. Thank you for your continued interest in Wellspun India. For any other queries, please feel free to connect with Sunil and Sanjay.
Thank you. On behalf of Wellspun India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.